Hello and welcome to a special edition of the Total Football Soccer Show on Richmond Independent Radio 97.3. I'm Daryl. Taylor's away this week, and so instead of our usual banter about Cristiano Ronaldo and Landon Donovan, this week's show will focus on one team from Richmond, Virginia.
Rebels on three.
One, two, three.
Rebels!
That was the sound of the Richmond Rebels, a soccer team from Richmond, Virginia, consisting of 8 homeless players, who from July 31st to August 2nd, 2009, competed at the Street Soccer USA Cup in Washington, D.C. The Street Soccer USA Cup began in 2006 and is open to any team of homeless players from around the United States. The format is as follows. It's 4v4, one goalkeeper and 3 outfield players. The court is 72 feet long by 52 feet wide. The games are fast and furious affairs lasting just 14 minutes. Now, you might be thinking that soccer doesn't sound like an obvious solution to homelessness, but the Street Soccer USA website, streetsoccerusa.org, would beg to differ. Quote, "We may not eradicate homelessness overnight through sports alone, but Street Soccer USA will change lives, teach important lessons, build self-esteem, and 75% of players will move off the street within a year of joining the program." End quote. The organization was founded in 2004 in Charlotte, North Carolina, by Lawrence Kahn, who is originally from right here in Richmond, Virginia.
All right, I'm here with Lawrence Kahn. So Lawrence, if you could tell me how a guy from Richmond, Virginia started the National Street Soccer Tournament.
Well, I learned to play soccer in Richmond since I was 6 years old. It's a huge part of my life. I mean, I learned how to control my passions. I learned composure. One of the best experiences I ever had was playing on my club team. Oliver Weiss was the coach of the Richmond Strikers and then became the Richmond Capitals. We went to Nationals, youth soccer, Final Four in the country. We had one or two guys from every high school around Richmond, and it was a very special team, and I learned a lot of life lessons playing soccer in Richmond. Went off school to play college soccer. Rob Ucrop followed where he went down to Davidson. And then I thought I left the game behind. I worked abroad in Japan and decided to volunteer when I came back to the States. Decided to volunteer in Charlotte at a homeless center near where I went to school, called the Urban Ministry Center, and got involved in doing a big community project, and realized that when you intervene in people's lives, it's serious business. You don't just get involved and then leave. So I stayed. We developed a program which really worked on a lot of levels, and read about this thing called the Homeless World Cup. And we decided that we'd develop a program based around soccer to see if it would work. Because we always felt like we ought to challenge people to do the impossible, to raise their expectations of themselves, and teach that, show what is possible. So we did this crazy idea of playing soccer out of the homeless center. And immediately saw all of the benefits to the guys on the street, the community, the family feeling, removing the desk from the social work so that we kind of all build relationships through shared experience, and create a really awesome program model, which we've now spread. We're really trying to take sports as a development tool and turn it into a science, really research our outcomes and our methods, and so far we've been able to replicate that real family feeling in 16 cities. I'm very proud that Richmond has been one of the most recent additions to that family of cities.
Richmond had sent a team to the 2008 Street Soccer USA Cup, but had only managed to recruit 4 players, the bare minimum needed to field a team at the tournament. In cooperation with the team's sponsor, the Daily Planet, a provider of homeless services in the greater Richmond area, Liana Kleeman took responsibility for organising the 2009 team.
Let's see, I had heard about the team from last year through my supervisor, who is on the board of the Daily Planet, and she had told me that that they were thinking about starting the team again this year, but needed some volunteers to help with it. So I got in touch with Maureen Neal, the director of development at the Daily Planet, and she kind of told me a little bit more. And from there, started talking to other volunteers who were on board to help plan and coach and, kind of get some momentum going.
In the interest of full disclosure, I should make clear that I was one of the volunteers involved with the team. The build-up to the tournament was short but intense. Twice a week, for 2 months, the players were coached by Jesse Myers and Rob Ucrop of the Richmond Kickers. Eric Hill, a volunteer and an intern at the Daily Planet, attended these practices and saw firsthand how the players improved.
Well, the guys started out pretty inexperienced. I mean, there isn't a huge soccer spirit in America. I mean, it's there, it's glowing, it's maybe it'll catch fire, but most of the players hadn't ever had any experience with soccer before, so it was kind of like get back to your basics, learning passing, learning dribbling, learning ball control, and I think that every time we took a step forward, they got a little bit more experience, they started to understand the dynamics of the game a little bit better, and I think every practice they started to enjoy it a lot more. You know, it just progressed to this point where they started to feel that love for soccer that anybody who's played understands.
That was certainly the experience of Sharon Teal, a 33-year-old father who'd been temporarily living out of his car while searching for employment. Sharon had never played soccer until 2 months before the tournament, but quickly emerged as one of the key players on the team.
I started this year, May the 30th. This was my first time ever playing soccer.
So have you enjoyed it so far, or like, what do you think about the game of soccer?
I've been impressed about soccer, you know, the skill of soccer, the competitive nature of soccer. You know, it was challenging at first because you can't use your hands, but I learned to love the sport, love the skill of the game.
Attendance at the Richmond Rebels practices varied between 6 and 10 players. Eventually, a core of 8 players emerged, which is the recommended number for a street soccer squad. The 8 players who would travel to DC were goalkeeper Will Williams, defenders Sharon Teal, Rodney Knight, Royal Thomas and John McDermott, attackers Jamal Yancey, Jarrell Jones and Paul Bigstaff. The day before the tournament, the Richmond Rebels were featured on the front page of the Richmond Times-Dispatch, and they arrived at the tournament in style, thanks to the Richmond Kickers who had donated the pro team sleeper bus, and so spirits amongst the players were high.
Hi, my name is Rodney Knight, Richmond, Virginia. We're down here in D.C. early in the morning. It's kind of humid and hot. Well, the net is a beautiful day, and it's just been wonderful so far, getting to meet different people from around different countries and the United States. And I'm just having a wonderful time right now.
My name is John McDermott. I'm from Richmond. I'm proud to be here with the team. We're going to come back with the Gold Cup for you and make you proud. The reason why we're here is to show people that homeless people can do more, just sit around the park, relax, drink beer, drink drugs. Everybody is here for one thing, and we are a family. And we like to thank everybody in Richmond, especially the Rob Rootcraft, for supporting this team all the way to D.C., and we're going to make you proud.
You're listening to the Total Football Soccer Show with Daryl on Richmond Independent Radio 97.3, radio for the rest of us. Defining success at the tournament for the Richmond Rebels homeless soccer team was not an easy thing to do. Though bringing home a trophy would be an obvious measure of success, that seemed an unlikely goal, given that many of the Rebels had only 2 months soccer experience. Eric Hill saw success as the players disproving certain stereotypes about homelessness.
I've noticed that as I've gotten to know the players a little bit more, it really is counter to the idea that the homeless aren't on the same level with anybody who has a home. And I think that's something that we need to keep on fighting. And I think soccer has proved that to me and to a lot of people and anybody who has participated or seen us at practice or at our scrimmages. These guys are wonderful human beings. They have great potential, and I'm pretty sure they're going to show it in full force when they go up to DC.
Heather Dale, the caseworker assigned to the Richmond Rebels, sees the tournament as an opportunity for players to learn skills that will help them find employment.
I think besides seeing clients so committed to something, seeing them motivated to do something, it's also been really impressive to see what kind of skills they've began to build on or began to develop. Stuff like, you know, taking the initiative, following through, working with a team, working through conflict, respecting other people's decisions, respecting other people's points of view. It's just been really impressive. All of those skills are things that, you know, they're lacking, and for those reasons they have not been able to hold a job or find steady employment. And so I really think that this program can help the homeless, especially clients who are looking for employment, to develop skills that can carry over to helping them find a job.
43-year-old Jim Coleman would be in charge of the team in DC as head coach. So the evening before the tournament began, I asked Jim about his expectations.
Mostly would like to for the guys to enjoy themselves. I think keeping in mind that the soccer tournament is a metaphor for making progress and making change and participating in something and completing something. It's not necessarily about winning or losing. It's not about winning first place. Successes come in different degrees, and so if this team can win a couple of games, then that is a success. If people can participate and enjoy themselves this weekend in a way that they never had, that's success. If a person that's never scored a goal gets the opportunity to score a goal in a game, then that can be a success. There may be people in the group that haven't traveled before, and so success is coming at a lot of different levels. The tournament just happens to be sort of the vehicle, a lot of the stuff. There will be a lot of other people there for them to interact with, the opportunity to socialize. There will be opportunities for them to meet some other people that have participated in the past, that have progressed and moved out of homeless into jobs, into living situations. And so for them to sort of compare themselves against some other people, their own circumstances, and maybe evaluate where they are, to meet some other like people, for the people on the team to realize that they have the potential and the capabilities to move beyond what they're doing this weekend and to try to be a little bit more stable. And so keeping in mind that it's not just about the soccer tournament, that it's about having a good time, people sort of learning a little bit about themselves, enjoying themselves, having a positive experience. And then whatever else the tournament has to offer. As a coach, this is a new experience to me. And so I don't know everything that's going to be available to the guys on the team, but that hopefully they will enjoy themselves, have a positive experience, and possibly be able to translate this experience into something beneficial for them down the road in the next, you know, weeks, months, in their lives.
On the first day of the tournament, the Rebels would play against teams from Charlottesville, Los Angeles, and Fort Worth. In the opening game against Charlottesville, the pace of the play took the Rebels players by surprise.
Y'all got 2 men back! There you go, Paul!
Follow the play, Sharon. Follow it some.
There you go.
Right there.
Finish out. Oh, JT, fellas.
Help back.
The Rebels went down to a 4-1 defeat. After the game, I spoke to 19-year-old Paul Bigstaff.
I thought we could have played a little better. No, we did our best. I felt about it. I don't know, man. It's just a game, so I don't really have no feelings towards it. But I think we could have played a little bit more harder, a little more physical, and hope the best for the second game.
The second game against Los Angeles could not have gone much worse, as the Rebels lost by a score of 11-0. The team spirit, which had seemed so strong at the start of the day, had all but disappeared. Perhaps understandably, the players were not keen to talk about the game. But if the street soccer tournament was about anything, it was about overcoming adversity. And in the 2-hour break before our final game of the day, the Richmond Rebels pulled together and prepared to face Fort Worth.
Get out of there, William!
Tackle! Great save, yes!
Good job, William!
The scoreline will say that the Rebels lost that game against Fort Worth 4-0. But what that doesn't reflect is that for the first time at the tournament, the team pulled together and played with enough heart to give a more talented opponent a serious game. The undoubted man of the match, who made himself a crowd favourite with his performance, was Rebels goalkeeper Will Williams.
Just tell me how you felt after that last game.
Are you kidding me? It was great. The team came together as a cohesive unit. I felt like you got to think, man. I've been playing with these guys for the past 2 or 3 months. We're here in Washington, D.C. It felt good. It just did. It felt real good watching the same guys I've been playing with come together like that. We might not have won, but in a sense, we did have a victory. We had a victory, man. That's it.
Coach Jim Coleman was equally pleased with the team's performance.
Oh, I thought it was fantastic. It was a lot of fun for the guys. It was easily the best game that they've played as a team. The fans were sort of enjoying the play. And just as somebody who's been working with a group of guys, to see them play that well and enjoy themselves, it's really, really a good feeling. I think that's, as a coach, that's probably what it's all about, is to see whatever team you're coaching to play as well as they possibly can. It's a lot of fun.
The following day, the Rebels improved even further, holding Atlanta to a 2-2 tie.
Go on, Jarrell. Go on, Jarrell. Yes! Yes!
And narrowly losing 3-2 to Chicago. Coach Rob Ucrop was there for both of those games.
Hopefully they're having as good a time as I just did today. So.
You know, the effort from the guys today.
Yeah, I mean, you know, obviously there's some other really talented, you know, guys from around the country here competing. You know, from a talent standpoint, we're probably on the bottom end. But from the heart and effort and energy, I think, you know, we're right at the top. And you know, that's all I can ever ask for from a group of guys.
As you can tell from the singing, the Richmond Rebels were now firm crowd favourites. But there was a definite feeling that for all their effort, the team deserved to go home with at least one victory. The last chance to achieve that came in the final game, the 15th-16th place playoff against St. Louis.
There you go.
Nice. Oh, yeah, sure.
2-on-1, fellas.
Saddle, send it to the middle.
Yes!
Well done, Paul. Well done.
Look at look, baby.
The Rebels won that final game 3-1, with two goals from Paul Bigstaff and one from Rodney Knight. But there was one final surprise before the team returned to Richmond. Paul Bigstaff was selected for the national team pool, which means he may have a chance to represent the United States at the 2009 Homeless World Cup.
The national team, yeah, that's, and you never think on something like that before. The national team, playing for the country, the United States of America. Feels good. Yeah. Pretty much. I didn't think I was shocked when they called my name. You serious? I don't know. But, you know, how about I get picked, though? You know, I wonder what happens.
The Rebels returned to Richmond on the evening of Sunday, August the 2nd. Before parting ways, the players, coaches and volunteers formed a circle in the Daily Planet parking lot to reflect on their experience as a team.
Bring it in the circle, Jamal.
Break in.
Come on, break in, Jamal.
All right, gentlemen, it's been a good weekend. All that hard work, all that effort, all that work you guys put into it over a couple months. Do you guys have anything you guys want to say?
Well, thanks, Jim, again.
Yeah, thanks
you too, Darryl, again.
Hey.
Thanks for the team, thanks for the team effort, and thanks for the team advancement throughout the weekend. It was a great experience. It was a great experience. I had a problem letting y'all run it how y'all run it. That's why I mostly stayed out the game. I wanted to see y'all do it. I knew I had the talent to do it. And that's what I wanted to see most definitely, because that's what a team is.
Right on.
Cool. Sharon.
Yeah, I appreciate you doing
all right, Jamal.
This date in history, I mean, this day is going to be a very...
You said history right.
You said history right.
I'm always look back at this moment in my life. I'm using this moment, this experience, to spring forward as far as my life. And I have all you to thank, and you're going to always be a special, I'm always going to have a special place in my heart for all you. Love all you guys, man.
Yeah. First, I want to say, Jim, Coach, you know, thanks for putting up with us this weekend. You know, you kept this cool, you know. And
here goes a favorite volunteer.
Yeah, and you know, I want to thank the team, you know what I'm saying, for letting me be a part of it. You know, I ain't had this much fun in ages, you know what I'm saying?
You got more fun when you go to Italy.
Yeah, and
welcome to
Italy. Thanks for rooting for me, you know, and putting up with me, myself. And shoot, I wish I had the best next year, you know.
Word.
Glad I was part of it.
All right, William.
Heather, you're part of the team.
Well, go ahead. You are definitely part of the team.
I'm so honored to know you guys. And thank you all for being a part of this and for coming out and for, you know, just everything that you've contributed. Really appreciate it. Really impressed.
Thank you, too.
Proud to know you guys.
Guys, I appreciate everything. You've advanced. Hell, you taught me something. Hey,
truthfully speaking,
like I said, victory doesn't matter how many times you win.
It's how you win.
Matters what happens afterwards.
Amen.
Rebels own three.
Hold up, we'll do that at the end. We're not finished talking yet. I just will say to you guys the analogy that drawing a parallel between soccer and your lives in general. A lot of you guys are unfamiliar with the game of soccer. Right? A lot of the stuff you guys may come in contact with, you're unfamiliar with. You guys, the commitment and the time and the energy. You guys showed up on Mondays and Wednesdays. You guys put in the time. You guys put in the effort. You guys were willing to take some risks and do something. You put yourselves out there to do something that you weren't familiar with, and you guys have succeeded. That happened on the soccer field, and the same stuff happens in life. You have to put in the time and the effort. You make an effort with your language. You've cleaned up your language because you put the effort in there. You're able to turn it on and turn it off. Some of the stuff you guys struggled with, wanting to be given interviews, being comfortable getting attention for the stuff you're doing, right? Going out to eat last night, going to job interviews, talking to your friends and family, right? You have to put out a good effort. You have to put in the time. You have to put in the commitment, do some of that difficult stuff, all right? The parallels, that soccer for social change. All right, so I love you guys all, the terrific effort. You guys are a great, you know, great group of guys. I'm a better person for this weekend, you know, and in life, it's all we really have.
Hey, I just want to thank all y'all guys, man. I know we had tough times, hard times, arguing with each other. Bleep. But, hey, it's been fun. Hey, BC was beautiful. Hey, you know, hey, if y'all had much fun as I had.
Heaven on earth.
Yeah. That's all it was.
On the field and all. Struggle through and keep on going.
And hopefully, if y'all mention it, we can make it back next year. Bring home the trophy this time. All right. Love y'all. Love y'all. Good job. Don't feel bad that we ain't come home with a whole lot of trophies like we wanted. But we came home as winners,
We came home as winners.
Yep. All right. Next year we're going to do better.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Love y'all.
Me too. I just like to thank the staff, the coaches, the volunteers, the people who put the time and effort to get us up to Washington and back. And this week has been an experience. I see you guys grew as a team. Because we should have won three, but we got knocked off by the refs. But the referees. So I'm telling it like it is. But, you know, like I said in an interview, I'm trying to get the community, us as a book, but not the cover, because the cover don't look too good on the book until you begin to read it. Then when you read it down, when you say, this is the best book I ever read. And through what's in the newspaper, what we say on the radio, what we do in our lives, maybe we can change the outlook of homelessness in the city of Richmond. Maybe we can get out and reach out and say, hey, we did it, why can't you do it? Why can't the rest of the community see us as human beings instead of third class or second class citizens?
Well, I just want to say that, I started out for me just as an opportunity to play soccer. I didn't realize that it would develop into what it developed into. And it turned out to be a great experience with great people. And that's important. And I think it provided a sorely needed lift for everyone. And I mean, there's nothing like knowing that there are people who care and that there are people who are willing to put in this sort of effort. And I'm just so glad that I was able to be a part of something like this. And it was incredible.
Good. Janet, Pam.
Pam,
Sean.
Come here, man.
Sean.
Poppins.
Come on, man.
Okie dokie.
Rebels on three, Rebels on three.
Right. Out loud.
Rebels on three, Rebels on three. One, two, three.
Rebels!
For more information on the Richmond Rebels, visit richmondstreetsoccer.wordpress.com. For more information on street soccer, visit www.streetsoccerusa.org.